this all came about in 2010 when we went to a funeral of one of our fellow shearers that used to compete at the shows with us. And there was probably 30 to 40 competition shearers there from the New England. And as much as it always happens, it was a get-together of shearers at, for the wrong circumstances. Right. So we said, well, why don't we plan a reunion, and which was overdue because some of the shearers that have shorn in the SCFA shows have gone back to the 60s and 70s, and some of those fellows that started originally are in their 70s now. So that's where the idea came about, and yeah, it's been 9 months in the planning, and we're only 2 days off it all happening.
Andrew, you've got people coming from all over the country. How far have you got competitors coming in?
We've got them coming from Western Australia, South Australia, Victoria, far north Queensland. Some have retired and now are just coming down. They're not shearing anymore, but yeah, we're covering the full length and breadth of the country.
If we go into the details of what's actually happening over the weekend, Cameron, you've got this competition, but are there other things happening out at Nungal as well?
Yes, out at the DAG, where the venue is going to be held. It's called On the Sheep's Back Festival, and there's going to be sheepdog trials, as well as a fashion parade, spinning and weaving demonstrations, and obviously on Saturday is the shearing competition, which is the invitational shearing event, and then Saturday afternoon will be the start of the actual reunion for the SCFA reunion.
Andrew, when do you think the last time a lot of competition shearers like this got together was?
As big as this was probably the Diamond Shears, would have been the largest one. Yeah. Prior to this, I think the biggest shearer gathering would have been the shearer strike in 1983, and I don't think there's been a bigger get-together than this one, but this is much more happier circumstances.
So in terms of getting people to come to this event, you know, you've mentioned that there's lots of other things happening as well. Is it open to the public? Are you hoping lots of people come in and have a look and see what some of these competition shearers can do?
It's definitely open to the public on Saturday and Sunday. We're expecting a crowd of probably 500 plus. That's including the 230 that will be there on Saturday night for the reunion. So, you know, by all means, the public are welcome to come and view the spectacle, because, you know, some of these shearers in their 70s, this type of event may never happen again due to the age of them. Mm. And the criteria for this invitational shearing event is that they would have had to have won a state or national title or the Diamond Shears. So with the two categories, the under 60 and over 60, we're going to see some of the best shearers this country's ever produced.
Now, Andrew, there is a bit of a reputation in shearing sheds that you will occasionally hear a few tall stories. If we're getting some of the best shearers that have ever existed in Australia all in one room, what are you expecting over the weekend?
I'm expecting some huge tallies. I'm expecting a few dubious judging decisions that cost someone a competition somewhere. That'll be sorted out. And, yes, a fair few lies.
So you're thinking, what, there'll be some old scores settled maybe by the sound of that?
Only verbally. Only, we're all too old to be bothered these days.
Karen, you've also put together a book recording some of, I suppose, the great cheerers that will be turning up over the weekend. How hard was that to put together?
It was probably a bit easier than expected, because when we sent out the invitation, there was a clause in there to say that we were going to have a book, and all they had to do was a shearer or judge had to send their profile in of their shearing career as well as a photo. And then it was just a matter of compiling the book once we got all the information. So in all, there's over 100 profiles of shearers and judges right across the eastern states, as well as a couple from Western Australia. And there's some phenomenal reading in it. It's going to be a great souvenir program, as well as items of interest at the back of the book. I actually tracked down all the Australian Open champions from 1953 to 2000, and we have all the winners of the Diamond Shears from 1980 to 2000. So there's going to be exceptional reading in it, and it'll be a great keepsake.
So you've put together this weekend, you've put together a book. How long have you been working on this, and have you been able to count the grey hairs it's caused in the period of time? It seems like it's been a massive ordeal.
We've been at it for about 10 months, and I've taken to cutting my hair to a number one so that I can hide the grey hairs.
Have you found it that stressful, Cameron?
Oh, look, it has been a challenging 9 months, but in saying that, it's been rewarding too. Like, I've had so much feedback from all the shearers that are coming saying that it's something that should have happened years ago, and they can't wait to get to the event because, as they say, they're all getting on, and some of their fellow mates have already passed on, and they said it's well and truly overdue, and it's going to be received very well.